moça, uma macumba, uma sarma, uma macusta. E eu, ele é mono. Eu, ele é mono. Soma.
Hey, my name is Linton Quincy Johnson, and you're listening to Big Up Radio with Makeda Dread. Tune in and stay informed.
Makeda Dread at the control, along with Dangerous Derricka. We had LKJ, he was great. You missed it? Sorry. But we're going to bring him back, contribute to the legends with the dub band. So LKJ was incredible. We got an interview with the Linton Quincy Johnson. We're going to let you hear a little bit of what you missed. Also, you need to go to oneworldreggae.com and you get to see it. Webcast. Also, Catch a Fire. And who else we got? Desiree and Half Pint. One World Reggae. Check that out in case you missed it. Well, I'm still recovering from Earth Day. I'm telling you.
Exactly today. I mean,
that was really, really something. Want to tell you, we got Tribal Seeds. We're going to do an interview with them. Also, we have Tribal Seed in concert. And that's March 3rd at the World Beat Cultural Center. Excuse me, May. I told you I'm off.
It's great. It's been crazy.
May. We're not in March now?
We're not.
April is gone? Okay. May. So what do we got in May? We've got Tribal Seed the 3rd, Stranger the 17th, okay, Guanwana, because they're not making their TJ date, so we got them in Ensenada, our newfound home. And, Revolution, that's going to be the 31st. So we're split. We're two places, you know. So we're Revolution is at the World Beat Cultural Center. But I won't be there because I'll be with Guanwana. And that will be in Ensenada. So you're going to have to come down to see us. They didn't get their flight, so they can get into TJ. But you got a lot of other good groups that will be at that concert. So, and then we move into June. There's nobody that was a Derricka birthday bash, you know? Yes. With the Mighty Diamonds and Juneteenth.
Awesome.
Liberation of the African people in America. Juneteenth, okay? Mighty Diamonds, all ages, in concert. Then we're going to go to Sierra Nevada Reggae Festival, and that's on the 20th. So we're going to be just having a great time here. And then also we have the Dillmore Fair. Reggae, it's going to be on Tuesday. Reggae Tuesday, June 17th. We start with Steel Pulse and Pato. Oh, let me back up. Also, we have Pato Bonten free, and that is May 4th. And in Balboa Park. So that's going to be, it's a healing arts festival. So we're grooving. So you just go to worldbeatcenter.org and check out our MySpace. You need to be in on our MySpace. It's myspace.com/worldbeatcenter or myspace.com Reggae Makosa. Is it 91X Reggae Makosa?
I think it's 91X Reggae
Makosa. 91X Reggae Makosa. Go in there so you'll see what's going on. So MySpace, let's all be friends because we can just, you know, let you know when concerts are happening. Because the LKJ, we had to put it together really fast, and some of you guys missed that show. But it was, you can see it on oneworldreggae.com. 24 hours of reggae music. So don't forget that, oneworldreggae.com. And that's going to be changing. There's going to be some incredible things happening there. Then you can find out. Oh, and also, we're on TV. So channel 24 at 8 o'clock Fridays and Saturdays. And you can see the concerts, you know, live. If you don't have a computer or anything like that, check that out. And I don't think you have to have cable because people in prison were looking. So, man, I saw Makeda. Somebody in jail told their mother, I saw Makeda on television. I was like, that is really good.
That's great.
So
that's
awesome. You know they don't be letting them have, you know, some cable in there. So yeah, man. So you guys been eating well? What have you been doing out there? Taking care of yourself? Hey, I want to give you a hint that loquats are out. You can see loquats are not like mangoes or anything because mangoes are all in Jamaica. I think mangoes are the loquats of Jamaica. You know, but people here are not hip to loquats. So we used to go and raid people's yard, you know, stealing loquats. But I look at the loquats on the trees, and these people are not touching their loquats. And so I know where every loquat tree is. I might drive by, we'll hit it up. The canyons, they got some good loquat trees. So all the loquats are just ripe right now. And in China, they use it for, loquat syrup, for coughs and everything. Loquats are really good for you. And just, you know, cruise the canyons, cruise people's house, and you can see them, you know. It's just like the loquats are just sitting there, and the birds are eating the loquats. The birds, Jesse and Makeda. Because we'd be tearing up some loquats, man. And a loquat tree, you should keep the seed because it takes 3 years for them to produce loquats. And that's bad. You know, you can have a whole tree and yamming it up. So if anything goes down, look for the loquats. You know, you'll learn how to eat the grasses. You can tell what's like malva and all those different things. And you'll be able to survive when other people are looking for that, you know, they Mickey D's, you know. They don't know what to do. That's what happened to the people in New Orleans, man. Some of those people was eating some food. You give me some spirulina and I put it in water and I could drink, you know, I could drink it until somebody comes, you know, or, you know, go into a cactus and get water out of cactus and things. So you really got to know how to survive and what's going on and look at what's growing. There's a tree down in the canyon. San Diego's full of canyons. And I know that those rich people really know what this tree is. So I go down there every year, man, and it has to be the squirrels and Makeda Dread and whoever, you know, I'm probably the only one eating from that tree. But they're custard apples, which is, they're really creamy. They taste like they're part of a apple, banana, what else? Apple and a pear. Wow. And, zapotes. I mean, this tree, I hit it up every year. So, I mean, they know when to grow because it's the season that you need to eat good food. You know, so right now, try to look for those little yellow loquats and ask somebody, what's a loquat tree look like? And there it is, and then yam it up, you know. And, and they don't mind you breaking the branches off and everything because they grow back really well. Loquats, check it out. Ghetto fruit. We're going to move forward. We're going to move forward on the All Killer, Not Filler, Reggae Makossa with Queen Ifrica. Hey, bless all of you guys.
It's only amongst the people them we don't got a pardon. They don't care a pretend them a pretending. Why you got no in a cock burn pending? What is happening? Rise, get so use rise. Them no want to see you rise. Rise, get so use rise. You no two got no choice. Them no want to see your eyes. Rise, get to use, rise. They're a price and everything, but me have to say a little thing to sister.
happy and Mr. Bruce Golden. How many more will have to die before you come together? Stop the finger pointing. And I'm asking, how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? I hope it's not a burden. You're representing a beautiful nation. And I know we no get no form of justice since we left the plantation. Rise, get to youth, rise. Them no want to see you rise. Rise, get to youth, rise. You no two got no choice. Rise, get to youth, rise. Them no want to see you rise. Rise, get to youth, rise. Tell me why not the garrison we can't get no peace. How every day we have to run from police. Why politics no help suffer us? And when we vote the most, how we still get the least? And when since alcohol gets so cheap, how it full up in the dance how we live? Why me uncle only get fi chop your yard? How come and help a walk alone you got fi anti-mad? Rise, get to you, rise. Them no want to your eyes. Rise, get to you, rise. Yeah. Some fish out and out, them draw the curtain. Me hear something out the door, but me no certain. Lord Jesus Christ, are them again lie down under the bed, cause somebody a go dead now. I'm going up a cherry garden, only amongst the people, them we don't got a pardon. They don't care, I pretend, them I pretend, why you go and die in a copper pen? All right. Rise, get to you, rise. Them no want to see you rise. Rise, get to you, rise. You no two got no choice. Rise, get to you, rise. Them no want to see you rise.
Now is the time, Black, you should know your culture before you're back against the wall, you know. I'm on father, man, for you, man, one combination. Do it, John. Hey, hey.
I look across Jordan and what did I see? Selassie and his angel are coming for me. I look across Jordan and what did I see? Selassie and his angel are coming for we. I love coffee, say I love tea. Say one thing I and I would like to see. See me black brother and sister free. But how long them go keep I down in a Babylon? Babylon one by one. He's stepping out of Babylon one by one. Jaja are the magician. Come on and me say Jaja are the magician. Come on and me say Nebuchadnezzar is the king of Babylon. He spread himself in a sardine pan. But how long they will go keep I down in a Babylon?
Jaja, hey.
Say how long they will go keep I down in a Babylon? They could have never hide from Jah.
Hey.
Come and say I love Jah, Rastafari. Say I love Jah, Rastafari. No bother with no force, no bother with no fire. No bother with no force, no bother with no fire. Say how long them a go keep I down in a Babylon?
Up the star.
How long them a go keep I down in a Babylon?
That is the wicked Christian.
They could have never hide from Jah. Rastafari, say I love Jah, Rastafari. You pack up your thing and go home. I'm no finger and stone in a row. Come on and send us some of them at our own. We give one more. We book up the scissors and we dash it to war. Say how long them a go keep I down in a Babylon?
Jaman, 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 Jaman.
How long them a go keep I down in a Babylon?
The one answer to the question.
Let's not fight. Got to run, can't make a right. Got to
yellow man.
I love we are dealing.
What a yellow man.
Stay far with your tribal war. Let us stay far with your tribal war. Come a little more in our side. But no bother with no fuss nor fight.
People take their life for granted, but God give it and take it away. Rob Simeon and THC, I gotta show them. Check this out.
He give it and take it away, you know. Did you hear what the old ones say? Say God give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. Yes, he give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. Say God give it and take it away, you know. Did you hear what the old one said? Say some people wake up in the early morning, don't get no praise or no thanksgiving. Some people lay down every night in their bed, and not a prayer has ever been said. He give it and take it away, you know. Did you hear what the old one said? Say God give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. Oh God, give it and take it away, you know. Did you hear what the old one said? That he give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. Some people don't know God is coming soon. Maybe today or this afternoon. Some people don't know God is coming quick. You can't get to Zion with no gimmick. Cause he give it and take it away, you know. Did you hear what the old one said? Say, God, he give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. Oh, God, give it and take it away, you know. Did you hear what the old one said? Oh, that he give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. Be careful of the places you go. Some they look and die and they love. Be careful of the things that you say, cause God has got it over the way. Whoa, whoa, so I say, you give it and take it away, you know. And did you hear what the whole world said? Say God, he give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. Say last, he give it and take it away, yeah, you know. They hear what the old one said. Oh God, give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. Some people don't know God is always real. Rasta in my heart, that is what I feel. Some people don't know God is right with us. So with the Father, yes, I always trust. Cause he give it and take it away, you know. Did you hear what the old one said? Say God, he give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. Stuba do bad, we don't bad up. So Lassie watching over you. Say many shall be called, oh yes. Oh no, about the chosen of you. Don't be blue, no more. He give it and take it away, you know. Did you hear what the old one said? God, he give it and take it away, you know. So just get on your knees and pray. So let's give it and take it away, you know. So hear what the old one said. God, he give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. Begin, let it get. Said he take it, and he take it. Said he go, let it go. And he take it away. Said he give it and take it away, you know. Did you hear what the old one said? God, he give it and take it away, you know. So get on your knees and pray. So let's give it and take it away, yeah, you know. Get on your knees and pray. Say God give it and take it away, yeah. And did you hear what the old one said? Start at the beginning.
take it away.
Yeah, man. I know the thing called them could never get tied down, you know. Not there. No way. That's how I stay. Yeah, my child, and I tell me if it's straight. No, them could never get me down. No freak, no geek. Can't come take Rasta man crown. No, them could never. Them coulda never get me down. No geek, no freak. Can't come to cross the man crown. No, them coulda never get me down. Cause in a time of need, yo, your soul is with them come around. Hey, hey, so don't make them get you down. Don't make them go under. Like it's day for Ryan and I, and then you know you live longer. Strength is strength, and you know we get stronger. Man shall not live by better soul, and then we really get stronger. Free up everything like it's ring it wanga. I'll bet it up, you're coming on, I'm not younger. Them have time to waste, and time to squander. Well, Rastafari, and he did no number. If the system feel the happier a number, then they could have never get me down. Well, not geek and a freak, can't come to Rastafari crown. Yeah, they could have never get me down. No, 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 well, in that time of need, well, you will see them come around. No, they could have never get me down. Come take Rasta man crown. No, them coulda never get me down. Well, in the time of need, you will see them come around. Them not plant no food, them come a country fi buy it. Them not plant no weed, Rasta man plant the ice. Them always see Rasta man now want take with spice. Yo, Babylon them no nice. Hey, can't tell we not no good, them can't give no advice. Them not deal with truth, them not deal with right. Well, Rastafari, we know how we survive. Well, Babylon now want the youth, them strive. Them, them, so they never get me down. No freak, no geek, yeah. Come take Rasta crown. No, no, them, so they never get me down. Then, in the time of need, you surely see them come around. No, them, so they never get me down. No geek, no freak, yeah. Come take Rasta crown. No, them, so they never get me down. The big piece of element. What move me out of the president? Then I go this the president. And I go left no evidence. Make up my best here permanent. Make no argument. You know that I'm my essence. I'm trotting with my defense. Well, Rastafari, keep it on your eye. Get me down. No freak and no geek. Come take Rasta crown. No, them gonna never get me down. In time of feed and run. You will see them come around. No, 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 them gonna never get me down. See them come around. No, them coulda never get me down. No freak, no geek. Can't come to cross the man ground. No, them coulda never get me down. In time of need and want, when you will see them round town. You know what it is?
Only just you know everything was going on. that I was born. No, everything was going on. Yeah, mountains too deep to let them cross on their own. Mountains too deep to let them climb it alone. Yeah, I know that it's them alone. Journey to the stages alone. Yeah. Gonna be fine. Tell mama be cool. Tell papa be cool. Soon I'll be coming home. And everything is gonna be fine. I know it's rough, but still gonna live it up. Yeah. And make salvation for your God.
Confederate to try to take counsel against most high emperor Al Selassie. I'm here blazing fire upon wicked heart. Pressure boost by boom. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. It's a surety. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. It's for the purity. You show love when I was splendid. Fire start, but how could you ever be offended? Only one heart, get material surrendered. Babylon regime and powers just ended. Yo, from Zion I descended. Be a fire angel, King Selassie, I recommend it. Look at how your world and your works just blended. Broken hearts amended, tell you stop pretending. Yeah. The fire is getting better, the fire is getting better. The fire is getting better, just hold your purity. Yeah. The fire is getting better. Fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. That's a surety.
You can't deny the little children the holy truth. If it's not little more, they will be coming in the group.
Cause if they're confused, how the hell they must be mute? Tired of getting persecuted. Yeah. Mystery Babylon Rastafari, I come yourself be execute. Yo, me figure kick them with me Gideon boot. Yo, go away with the ways of dirty brute. Think Selassie is the offspring and the root. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. It's a surety. Yeah. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. Yo, time up the clock, ticking, ticking. Slave masters and them I will be whipping, whipping. In a pressure pot, the wicked will be dipping, dipping. This a more than finger licking. A fear fire lust shocking. Sipping. Said that them a warrior, me no said them a chicken. Said that them a lion, but me no said them a kitten. All this a no joke, me tell them stop tripping. Stand up in a the fire, watch the wall of them fit in. Jean Paul, wear the cap and it fit him. Yo, a thunderbolt and lightning, ja, I hit him. Bandit Jonah lava, me get free, no say Rastaman sipping. Feed the black man works, never tip him, that's why. The fire is getting better, the fire is getting better. The fire is getting better and it's a surety. Yeah. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better and that's a surety. Yeah. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. Just hold your purity. Yeah. The fire is getting better. The fire is getting better. Better. I tell you now, you show love all how splendid. Fire start, but
and all yet materials you rendy. Babylon the regime and your power just ending. From Zion I descend it. Be a fire angel, King Selassie I recommend it. Look at how your world and your work just blended. Broken hearts are mended. Can you stop pretending? The fire is getting redder. The fire is getting redder. The fire is getting redder. Just all your purity, yeah. The fire is getting redder. The fire is getting redder. Righteousness are that me prefer. Oh, the fire is getting redder. The fire is getting redder. Fire is getting redder. Just all your purity, yeah. The fire is getting redder. Pressure this.
Civilian round the world, 'cause I never end. never-ending story. You don't know, say, I'm a winner. Stop spread the message, you know, all over the globe. You don't know, say, I'm a iniquity work and not last. I be righteous people, we are moving. You don't know, say, I'm a, how do you? Keep the fire burning.
Makossa. La confusión siempre les funciona, pero ¿quién asume el costo? ¿Quién repara el daño de este conflicto? De esta locura que han desatado. Ilusos analistas buscan respuestas sin lograrlo, pero la rueda va girando. Intereses involucrados.
feeling no pain.
Hear what I say, and this idol has come.
Find yourself dropped in no pain.
Don't drop, and this idol has come.
There must be reason.
Hear what I say,
or you end up in trouble.
As the spirit right out of the dust, everything we travel upon vibes is contagious. String theory unified is all about what I must. What I must deliver ya in a jar image of us. Babylon symptomatic is a stress to the earth. All the people check with them more than they check with themselves. Rather than the pattern in a Satan black belt. Ahura master and a hairy man fighting to the death. Hidden symbolism when good and evil met. Infinite quality, infinite wealth. Infinite quality, infinite wealth. Infinite quality, infinite wealth. Infinite quality, infinite wealth. The Amharic that conquer Mussolini was the Abyssinians. Ganja the Yatanova as the ends is the end. What a damn the Japanese, you have a battle with the ends. Jaja teach I become their sons, recompense. My grandmother king and my grandmother Kent. I'm on the black man with the drop in a the other tent. Choose at them focus is misdirected. Set out with the vengeance to punish Hamson them. Did not know the diverse proportions of them. So you'll lump in the guilty now with the innocent. Blood led to the most now with no kind of relent. Through the power of Rastafari deliver myself. Infinite quality, infinite wealth. Infinite quality, infinite wealth. Infinite quality, infinite wealth. All with the giants in the mountain to present. And the eyes is lifting to Rastafari himself. All the house of the ten villain camp and melt. All the eyes he had to summer from frozen. Sing out pressure you sent a mass represent. By the free, by law, which is of providence. Infinite quality, infinite wealth. Infinite quality, infinite wealth. Show ourselves agreeable to access self. Instead of setting a police room as a mic and press. Mercenaries fire with the SC and press. Mid-1800 in the upper northwest. Human percent are gonna finalize rest. Every now adaptation is a tap when I get. Pureness of heart and intention of breath. Jaja wet up in the dry and jaja dry up in the wet. I listen and see as your heart confess. Infinite wealth. Manufacture selling to the two side end. When they come they mash up them get it from them. Yeah the big guy I get it no business when. Brother against friend against friend. House slave pain as a black token. We got the forward back step taken. Rastafari more legit and more ancient than them. Infinite quality, infinite wealth. We'll be right back.
Jamming, huh? Cool Ruler, Gregory Isaac. Sunday Morning, my favorite. Jetstar, back in the day. Bon Benjamin. Yes, I. Mighty Diamonds and Gregory Isaac. Mighty Diamonds will be in concert, and that's Juneteenth. And it's also Derrica's birthday. at the World Beat Center, of course, in Gondwana. Yes, and they will be in Ensenada. That will be happening the 31st of May, not March. We've been cruising here. I hope you guys had a good time, gentlemen. And from his new CD, Another Intensity, and he sure is intense, and he's fine, too. Around the world, that's what you listen to. Pressure, and the fire is getting redder.
Before that, we had some Ja Cure and Ja Mason, Never Get Me Down. Of course, we love that Wicked Rob Simeon, Giveth and Take It Away. Gotta check that out. That's off. He's Wicked, off his album Spark Igniter. And then some classic, classic Yellow Man. Love that. That was classic. Loved it. And then we started off tonight with one of our favorite female artists, Queen Ifrica.
Doing it. That's the queen. Got a good interview, you know, with Queen Ifrica, and that's going to, you can check that on 24. But, you know, we're going to have it, it's going to be on demand, and you could just, you don't have to wait to watch a television show. You can go into our website and just click on and check out the shows. Hey, man, we just had a cruise here. We didn't, you know, we talked in the beginning, and we were talking about loquats. I'm telling you, you got to, you know, ghetto fruit. I mean, it just grows. You don't even have to water the tree. Really important to check out the loquats. And they're growing all around, all in the canyons. And they're really good for you. You need to eat what's in season. When you see a watermelon in winter, that ain't happening. And also, you know that watermelon is coming from Chile, or, you know, some place where it's really warm and it's cold. You ain't supposed to be eating no watermelon in the winter, okay? You have to eat what's in season. And plus, you know, all the trucks and all the gas and all that energy it took to bring that watermelon, and we could be supporting our local farmers. Check it out. I take my ass to the farmer's market. You know, I'm cruising. I meet, hey, Makeda, what's going on? Hey, I ain't seen you. I'm telling you. Your local farmer's market is, they're the best. It's the best place to hang out. Clean, healthy people are there. It's just a great place. You get your flowers. You get, you know, your vegetables. And you get a little, I get this green juice I drink, man. You go to OB's on Wednesdays. You know, what you doing? I'll meet you at OB's farmer's market. I got up this morning before it got hot. My dog woke me up early, and I had to take her out. I'm so glad. So I stayed up. I just said, man, I just stay up. People were blown out. They see me that early at the farmer's market. Okay, so the secret is when you go late, they want to get rid of everything. So you get all your stuff. But it was good being there early. I was just cruising, man. Got my little raw pie, cruised on him. You know, my pie guy loving me, my other friend that has a farm, La Milpas, and I go in there and they give me food and all the fresh stuff. You gotta eat what's grown in your area because it's all your vibe. I mean, it's your vibe, it's the air, it's what you need to be eating right now. Loquats. I'm on the loquat thing. You know, we love loquats, man. I was on my brother's tree. My brother got about 3 loquat trees. That's what happens when I get to, you know, when I'm going to, when I'm in Jamaica or something, I'm after the nonies. You know, I'm after nonies. I know all the noni trees. Man, I'm eating the nonies up, man, fresh nonies. I go, look, it's a noni. It's noni. And I'm in Costa Rica, same thing, noni. And then I cry when I see noni trees chopped down. Just, you know, it's incredible. So it's fun. It's fun to eat. You know, I mean, I don't go around looking for a cow to kill. Or chicken to wring neck out, you know. You ever see those chickens? They be running, you know, head, you know. Oh, man. You need to eat, you know, with beauty and not cruelty. You know, not, you know, I know some people, most people are going to always eat meat and, you know, it's going to always be here, but not that much. And you need to eat higher. You need to eat lower on the food chain. You know, lower on the food chain. All these fresh fruits and vegetables and everything give yourself all the juices and drink good water. Good. Check out the water, you know. Look who's owning the water, man. Uh-huh. Coca-Cola, Walmart, all them. I mean, you got to see what time it is. You do not want to go in the hospital because you may not come back. And if you do, they're probably taking something out. Listen, seriously, keep yourself healthy. It's very important. And don't eat all that junk food. You know, go to farmer's market, get your salad, you know, put your baked potato in, you know, get some tofu if you want. The farmer's market got all kinds of stuff there. I mean, and they got if you want to eat a, you know, whatever you do that way, they got tamales. You know, you're just hanging. Or go to People's Food. I even went to People's today. Got my little I got my stuff right here. You know, my little mineral and kale salad. And, you know, all of them have salad bars. You have to eat green. If your body is alkaline, that's the trick. You got to keep eating alkaline foods because disease cannot live in an alkaline body. Check it. Okay, it's when it's acid. When you eat all that food, that's, you know, the breads and the meat and anything that make your body acid. You are what you eat, man. So don't eat anything that doo-doos. I mean, if you can, you know, that's really important. Seriously, some people have bee pollen. You know, if you're vegan, you probably don't. Bee pollen is great. You know, get a little energy. Some of the things I do, hey, really good. I'm a mate. I drink a lot of mate, and it's really great. You know, it has a lot of antioxidants. I mean, it's just a good drink. You can, guayake is good. They do good things. And you want to know where you're buying. I mean, if it's not fair trade, don't even, you know, try to get away from, you know, supporting those people that don't care about you or don't care about me. Okay, so we got a new job. It's fair trade. I look at that stuff and look where you travel. I mean, to me, I'm boycotting China. I mean, what's going on in Tibet? You know, the arms that are going to the Janjaweed that is suppressing the people in Darfur. I mean, you know, other people's causes are our cause too. None of us are free until all of us are free. And you got to get on it. You got to get with it. You need to do something. Something. Once a week or not every, I would like to see it every day, that you're making a difference on this planet. You know, whatever. There's all kinds of organizations. I love it. Last night we had something about a dance to prevent teen pregnancy. And they was all in there. You know, had the little music going on, you know. And it was great. I mean, we have so many causes. What we got the micro, the one that the Foundation of Women, they're loaning women in other countries. It's a micro loans for their business. Had this lady with, you know, goat business giving money to, she started a goat farm. And he said the women, they pay back 99%. I mean, just, you know, and it's giving women power. You know, this empowered them, which was downtrodden and everything. And they said, now the men have to look to them, you know, and because they are bringing the money in. Anything you can do to make a difference. And LKJ was talking about that, too. He was talking about, in fact, he's going to tell you, you know, what he thinks. I asked him a question about you guys, you know. I'm always having everybody tell me something so I can tell you. So he's talking to you. Here's an interview with Linton Kwesi Johnson on Reggae Makossa. And I'm ready to go. This is World Beat Live with my favorite poet, LKJ.
Don't make Muta hear you say that too.
Muta, I'm sorry, but LKJ was first.
Well, Muta was around the same time as I was doing my stuff in London. Muta was doing his thing in Jamaica, you know. So we both kind of converged.
I don't know which one was first then.
Yeah, I mean, I started recording and all that before Muta, but as we both became involved in poetry around the same time, I think Muta even started for me was at school.
That's In school.
In school, that's where Muta started to do poetry.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I did an interview with him once, and in fact, I wrote an article for the Guardian newspaper in London about him. So, of course, I had to conduct an interview, and I found out that he was doing this stuff from school.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You're at Coachella. You've been in Mill Valley. You just blew it up in Oakland with a short notice, and you were with Gil Scott-Heron. How was that?
That was great. It was a bit like going down memory lane, because in 1988, I did a national poetry reading tour of America with Gil Scott-Heron. And, you know, we did all over the country. And I think that must have been the first time I ever made a little bit of money touring America. What used to happen was that I was supposed to go on first one night, and then Gil would go on first the other night, would kind of alternate. Do you know, Gil never turned up on time once. He always arrived at the venue just as I was coming off stage in time to go and do his set. And he used to have this routine. He'd have a bottle of Courvoisier brandy, and he would say, I'm in a hell of a fix. You couldn't help me if you tried. Drinking and driving don't mix. So I'm giving up driving for good. And then he'd pour himself a glass of brandy and take a sip. It was great, you know. It was great working with him. He's a cool guy.
He's a very nice guy. How is he now with all the trials and tribulations?
Gilly just looked the same, and he's still on the ball. He's still a great communicator, and he's still got it going.
He's a very nice person.
He's a lovely man. He's a great humanist.
Yes, both of you. Anything you would like to say? I know you got a new book with a CD in it, you know, Me Revolutionary Friend.
Just to say that this year, 2008, I'm celebrating my 30th anniversary as a reggae artist. But I've chosen to come to America to celebrate or to promote my poetry, which has been published for the first time here in America. American readers have access to it. I mean, I came here about a year ago to promote it, but we did mostly colleges and universities, and it's been taught in some universities now. So I thought it was important, being National Poetry Month April in the United States, it would be an opportune time to let people aware about of the existence of the book. And it's gone very well. We've only done about 11, including tonight. Tomorrow will be the 12th one at the Coachella Festival. And they've been trying to get me for some time as well with the band, but I wasn't in the mood to tour, so they got me on the cheap for the poetry for the festival. And it would be a good opportunity to speak to some young people, because that's the that's my target audience right now, young people, because I think young people need to appraise themselves of what's gone before, so it can give them a measure of where we're at now and where they need to go in the future. And the one thing I would like to say to anybody who's watching this, if you're a youngster, you can change the world. Believe it. My generation made a contribution towards changing the world. The world doesn't have to be the way it is. The world could be a much, much better place than it is, and you can do something about it. Please help to change the world.
And he has, and he's changed my world. LKJ on Worldbeat Live.
My name is Linton Kwesi Johnson, and you're listening to Reggae Makossa with Makeda Dread.
Brothers and sisters rocking, a dread beat pulsing fire, burning. Chocolate hour and darkness creeping night. Black veil night is weeping, electric lights consoling night. A small hall soaked in smoke, a house of ganja mist. Music blazing, sounding, thumping fire, Lord. Brothers and sisters rocking, stopping, rocking. Music breaking out, bleeding out, thumping out fire.
burning. Electric hour of the red bulb. Stain in the brain with the blood flow. And a bad, bad thing is brewing. Ganja crawling, creeping through the brain. Cold lights hurting, breaking, hurting. Fire in the head and a dread beat bleeding, beating fire. Dread. Rocks rolling over, hearts leaping wild. Rage rising out of the heat and the hurt. And the fist curled in anger reaches a herd. Then flash of a blade from another tour. Him leaps out for a dig of a flesh of a piece of skin. And blood, bitterness, exploding fire. Wailing blood and bleeding.
Hey, my name is Linton Kwesi Johnson, and you're listening to Big Up Radio with Makeda Dread. Tune in and stay informed.
Hello and good evening to you. I would like firstly to thank Makeda and the World Beat Center for hosting this event. I'm almost ready to go back to London now. I've been here about 3 weeks promoting my book, My Revolutionary Friend, which is my first book of poems published here in the United States. I've had about 5 books published in England, and I was very pleased when I was offered the opportunity of having a book published here in America. I've been coming here since 1979, performing reggae music all over the country, and I welcome this opportunity to recite my poems, because all of my reggae recordings began life as poems. And I had published 2 volumes of poetry before I even thought about making a record. The book is published by a small press here in America called Asable, A-U-S-A-B-L-E, and it has an a cappella CD at the back of the book. The book spans 3 decades. Indeed, this year I'm celebrating 30 years as a reggae artist. We had a wonderful concert back in London in last month. The book is divided into 3 sections: 70s verse, 80s verse, 90s verse. I characterize the 70s verse as urgency of expression. You know, I was a youth and had a lot of things that I thought needed to be said, and I wanted to say them quickly. The 80s verse I characterize as learning my craft, because poetry is a craft of words. And the 90s verse I characterize as finding my voice. It takes a long time to find your voice as a poet. So I'm going to do a little bit from each section, beginning with the 70s and working my way down to the 90s. And I will begin, as I always do, with my first ever published poem, a poem called 5 Nights of Bleeding, which was published in 1973. And it describes a number of incidents, violent incidents, which occurred in various parts of London in the early 70s, involving the black youth of my generation. 5 Nights of Bleeding. Madness, madness, madness tight on the heads of the rebels. The bitterness erupts like a hot blast, broke glass. Rituals of blood on the burning, served by a cruel infighting. 5 nights of horror and of bleeding, broke glass. Cold blades as sharp as the eyes of hate and the stabbings. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number one was in Brixton. Soprano B sound system was a beating out a rhythm with a fire. Coming down his reggae, reggae wire. It was a sound shaking down your spinal column. A bad music tearing up your flesh. And the rebels them start a fighting. The youth them just turn wild. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number two down at Shepherd's, right up Railton Road. It was a night named Friday when everyone was high on brew or drew a pound or two worth of Cali. Sound coming down Neville King's music iron. The rhythm just bubbling and backfiring, raging and rising, when suddenly the music cut. Steel blade drinking blood in darkness. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number three, over the river, right outside the rainbow. Inside, James Brown was screaming soul. Outside, the rebels were freezing cold. Babylonian tyrants descended, pounced on the brothers who were bold. So with a flick of the wrist, a jab and a stab, the song of blades was sounded. The bile of oppression was vomited, and two policemen wounded. Righteous, righteous war. Night number four at a blues dance, 2 rooms packed and the pressure pushing up, hot, hot heads, rituals of blood in a blues dance, broke glass, splintering fire, axes, blades, brain blast, rebellion rushing down the wrong road, storm blowing down the wrong tree. And Leroy bleeds near death on the fortnight in a blues dance on a black rebellious night. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number five at the telegraph. Vengeance walk through the doors so slow, so smooth, and so tight and ripe and smash! Broke glass. A bottle finds a head and the shell of the fire hurt cracks. The victim feels fear, finds hands, holds knife, finds throat. Oh, the stabbings and the bleeding and the blood. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Now, as a youngster growing up in London, I was very fortunate in having as my mentors 2 remarkable West Indian men. One was the Jamaican writer and broadcaster, Andrew Salkey. And Andrew, I would take my poems to Andrew, and Andrew would look at them and give me some advice. And Andrew would say to a number of us young aspiring poets, you know, if you want to be a revolutionary poet and you want to write about revolution, try and write a poem without using the word revolution. And Andrew was a man with a big heart, a generous-spirited man. And if Andrew was reciting poems, because he was a poet himself too, he would spend 15 minutes introducing the audience to the work of unknown writers and spend 5 minutes on his own work. My other mentor was the Trinidadian poet, publisher, and political activist, John LaRose. John LaRose founded the first black publishing house in Britain, New Beacon Books. He was involved in a number of things, and including the International Book Fair of Radical Black and Third World Books, including the International Book Fair of Radical Black and Third World Books, of which he was the director. That book fair ran between 1982 and 1995, and people from all over the world came. He was the founder of the George Padmore Institute, which is an archive housing materials relating to the African, Caribbean, and Asian communities in Britain going back 50 years. It is also a library and a research institution. Now, John LaRose was very fond of describing my parents' generation. That is the first generation of post-World War II Caribbean migrants to Britain, as the heroic generation. And he called them the heroic generation because of what they were able to achieve for themselves in spite of finding themselves in a racially hostile environment. They tolerated a lot of things that they wouldn't have tolerated under normal circumstances. They did what they could to resist racial oppression, but you couldn't simply walk off the job every time you were racially abused, because you had to pay the rent, put children through school, and send money back home to your family. I belong to the next generation, the second generation, and we were the rebel generation. We refused to tolerate the things our parents reluctantly tolerated. We agitated, we organized, we built autonomous institutions, political organizations, and we rebelled against racial oppression. And through our rebellion, we have helped to change Britain. Well, this poem describes a section of that rebel generation to which I belong and some aspects of our experiences. It's called It No Funny. People saying this, people saying that about the youth of today, how them carrying on away. And it no funny. It no funny. Them we take chance fi get a little Kyle. Them we take chance fi live it up a while. Them we take chance fi live it up in style. Them we take chance fi go jump and prance. Them we take chance and them love blues dance. Them we take chance and them don't count the cost. People saying this, people saying that about the youth of today, how them cars in a free. And it no funny, it no funny. Them we take chance and them love cuss ras. Them we take chance, them we skip them class. Them we take chance, figure papa little style. Them we take chance, them do it all the while. Them we take chance, but some of them last. Them we take chance and them don't count the cost. People saying this, people saying that about the youth of today, about the way them steer. And it no funny, it no funny. Them we take chance, forget a little collie. Them we take chance, with your little sister Sally. Them we take chance, for them feel them force. Them we take chance, but them got no course. Them we take chance, but them is not advanced. Them we take chance, and them don't count the cost. People saying this, people saying that about the youth of today, how them really steer. And it no funny. No, sir. It no funny. Now, as you might have gathered from those two poems, the black youth of my generation in Britain were not exactly angels. However, a significant section of us were criminalized by racist police officers. And the law under which we were criminalized was known in the various black communities as the SUS law, SUS being short for suspicion. Invariably, you would be arrested and charged with attempting to steal from persons unknown. Your alleged victim was never produced in court to give evidence against you. As long as the police officer was able to convince the magistrate that he had reasonable grounds to believe that you intended to commit the crime, that was all that was required to obtain a conviction. The Suss Law was in fact a piece of 19th century legislation that was used during the Victorian era to control the movements of the unemployed. It had been dormant on the statute books for a number of years until the youth of my generation emerged on the scene, whereupon it was suddenly rediscovered and used against us. So during the 70s, there was a campaign to get rid of this law, and I contributed a poem to the campaign in the form of a letter from prison in England to a mother somewhere in the Caribbean. And the writer wants his mother to know that he's in prison with his younger brother, and he wants her to know why. Sonny's letter. Brixton Prison, Jebb Avenue, London, Southwest 2, England. Dear Mama, good day. I hope that when these few lines reach you, they may find you in the best of health. Mama, I really don't know how to tell you this, 'cause I did make a solemn promise to take care of little Jim and try my best to look out for him. Mama, I really did try my best, but nonetheless, I'm sorry to tell you, sir, poor little Jim get a rest. It was the middle of the rush hour when everybody just a hustle and a bustle to go home for them evening shower. Me and Jim stand up waiting upon a bus, not causing no fuss, when all on a sudden a police van pull up. Out jump three policemen, the whole of them carrying baton. Them walk straight up to me and Jim. One of them hold on to Jim, say I'm taking him in. Jim tell him to let go of him, for him not do nothing. And him not thief, not even a button. Well, Jim start fi wriggle, the police start fi giggle. Mama, make I tell you what them do to Jim. Mama, make I tell you what them do to him. Them thump him in him belly and it turn to jelly. Them lick him pan him back and him rib get pop. Them lick him pan him head but it tough like lead. Them kick him in him seed and it started to bleed. Mama, I just couldn't stand up there and not do nothing. So me juke one in him eye and him started to cry. Me thump one in him mouth and him started to shout. Me kick one pan him shin and him started to spin. Me thump him pan him chin and him drop pan a bin and crash. And dead. Mama, more policemen come down and beat me to the ground. Them charge Jim for sus. Them charge me for murder. Mama, don't fret. Don't get depressed and downhearted. Be of good courage till I hear from you. I remain your son, Sonny. I'm going to go to the 90s verse section now. my parents belong to that generation of rural Jamaicans whom the land couldn't sustain anymore. So they went to Kingston in the capital in search of a better life. Eventually they separated. My mother went on to England and started another family there. And my father settled in West Kingston, where he too started another family. Well, my father died in 1982 at the age of 56. He had been suffering from diabetes, and during which time he suffered a number of strokes and heart attacks and had both of his legs amputated. So this poem is an elegy for my father, a farewell poem, but it really is also about Jamaica during the early 1980s. Reggae for Dada. Galang Dada. Galangwan yasa, you never had no life to live, just the one life to give. You did your time upon earth, you never get your just desert. Galango smile in the sun, Galango satta in the palace of peace. Oh, the water it's so deep, the water it's so dark, and it full of harbor shark. The land is like a rock slowly shattering to sand, sinking in a sea of calamity, where fear breeds shadows that lurks in the dark, where people afraid to walk, afraid to think, afraid to talk, where the present is haunted by the past. Adesa me born, get to know about storm, learn to cling to the dawn. And when me hear my daddy sick, me quickly pack my grip and take a trip. Me never have no time when me reach, fi see no sunny beach when me reach. Just people are living shock, people living back to back, amongst cockroach and rat, amongst dirt and disease, subject to terrorist attack, political intrigue, constant grief and no sign of relief. Oh, the grass turned brown, so many trees cut down, and the land is overgrown. From country to town, is just thistle and thorn in the wound of the poor. It's a miracle how them endure the pain night and day, the stench of decay, the glaring sights of guarded affluence, the arrogant vices, cold eyes of contempt, the mocking symbols of independence. Adesa me born, get to know about storm, learn to cling to the dawn. And when the news reach me, send me one daddy dead, me catch a plane quick. And when me reach my sunny isle, it was the same old style. The money well dry, the bullets them a fly, plenty innocent a die, many rivers run dry, ganja planes flying high. The poor man him a try, you think a little try him try, holding on by and by, when a dollar can buy a little dinner for a fly. Galang dada, galang guan yasa, you never had no life you live. Just the one life you give. You did your time upon earth, you never get your just desert. Galango smile in the sun, Galango satta in the palace of peace. Me know you couldn't take it, Dada. The anguish and the pain, the suffering, the problems, the strain. Struggling in vain to make two ends meet, so that them pickney could a get a little something fi eat. Fi put clothes pan them back, fi put shoes pan them feet. When a dollar can buy a little dinner fi a fly. Me know you try, Dada. You fight a good fight. But the dice them did loaded and the card pack fix. Yet still you reach 56 before you lose your leg wicket. I know you're born grung here, so we bury you a stranger's burying ground, near to mum and cousin Doris, not far from the quarry, down in August Town. Now the year 1981 is the most significant in the post-World War II black experience in Britain. On the 17th of January 1981, Yvonne Ruddock was celebrating her 16th birthday when some racist, some fascist, threw an incendiary device through the window of the house 439 New Cross Road where the party was being held. As a consequence of the fire which started, 14 young blacks lost their lives and 26 were seriously injured. It was the police themselves who informed Mrs. Ruddock, Yvonne's mother, that it was an arson attack. The black communities mobilized themselves immediately and formed the New Cross Massacre Action Committee to do something about it. But within less than 48 hours, having carried out no forensic investigation at that stage, the police ruled out of hand completely the possibility that it could have been a racist arson attack. They spent all of their resources trying to discredit the New Cross Massacre Action Committee instead of trying to find the culprit. There were no messages of condolence from the Queen. There were no messages of condolence from the Prime Minister. And it were not as though those kind of attacks were unprecedented. For a number of years, black people in Britain and people from the Asian subcontinent lived in terror, perhaps something comparable to the kind of terror that people in the South used to live under. In 1959, there was the Notting Hill riots, where black people had to defend themselves from racist attacks from Teddy Boys. In 1959, a man called Kelso Cochran was murdered by racists. In 1968, the British politician Enoch Powell, in a bid to win the leadership of the Conservative Party, made his famous Rivers of Blood speech and demanded the repatriation of black people back to their countries of origin. In 1971, there was a similar arson attack on a West Indian party in a place called Forest Hill, where a number of people were badly burnt. Luckily, no one died in that fire, and two people were eventually arrested and convicted for that crime. Normally, in these cases, the police complete their investigation and then they have an inquest. But in the case of the New Cross fire, the inquest was called with indecent haste, some 4 months after the fire. Anyway, the New Cross Massacre Action Committee organized a Black People's Day of Action on the 3rd of March 1981, and some 20,000 people marched from 439 New Cross Road in southeast London to Hyde Park in the center of London to protest the death of those young people and the way the matter had been handled by the authorities. 1 month later, in April of 1981, in my own local community in Brixton, South London, the police launched an operation called Operation Swamp 81, where they went about harassing and intimidating, stopping and searching black people going about their everyday lawful business. Well, enough was enough, and we had a riot, and this poem describes it. It's called The Great Insurrection. It was in April 1981, down in the ghetto of Brixton, that the Babylon them caused such a friction that it bring about a great insurrection, and it spread all over the nation. It was truly an historical occasion. It was event of the year, and I wish I had been there when we run riot all over Brixton, when we mash up plenty police van, when we mash up the wicked one plan. When we mash up the Swamp 81, fi make the ruler them understand that we nah take no more of them oppression. And when me check out the ghetto grapevine, fi find out all I could have find. Every rebel just a revel in them story. Them a talk about the power and the glory. Them a talk about the burning and the looting. Them a talk about the smashing and the grabbing. Them a tell me about the vanquish and the victory. Them said the Babylon them went too far. So what we had was fi bun to care. And one and two innocent get mar. But what? Now so it go sometime in a war in star. Now so it go sometime in a war. Them say we bun down the judge. We could have bun the landlord. We bun down the judge. We never bun the landlord. When we run riot all over Brixton. When we mash up plenty police van. When we mash up the wicked one plan, when we mash up the Swamp 81. Them say we commandeer care and we gather ammunition. We build we barricade and the wicked catch afraid. We send out, we scout, figure find them we're about. Then we farm up, we posse and we make we raid. Well, now them run gang up and counteraction. But the plastic bullet and the water cannon will bring a blam blam, will bring a blam blam. Never mind scar man, will bring a blam blam. Well, the scar man that I refer to there was, of course, Lord Scarman, one of the law lords in England, who was appointed by the government to conduct a commission of inquiry into the reasons behind the riot. And the Lord Scarman made a number of recommendations about racial equality policies and about policing. Of course, the police completely ignored Lord Scarman's recommendations. And in 1985, there were more uprisings, not only in London, but in every major inner city area in Britain. And those uprisings in 1985 were sparked, firstly, by the shooting in the back of a black woman in Brixton called Cherry Gross by Detective Inspector Lovelock, and the death at the hands of Tottenham police of Cynthia Jarrett. 1995, a young man by the name of Stephen Lawrence was the victim of a racist murder. The police knew who the five murderers were, but refused to do anything about it. And Stephen Lawrence's parents agitated and campaigned for a commission of inquiry. The government granted them the commission of inquiry, which was led by a man called McPherson. And the conclusion of the McPherson inquiry was that the British police force is institutionally racist. Another significant year in the history of the black experience in Britain is 1948, because it was in 1948 that the ship, the Empire Windrush, arrived in Britain with the first batch of post-World War II Caribbean migrants. Well, this next poem I'm going to do is a kind of a stock-taking poem, and it simply asks the question, how far have the post-Windrush generations come in our struggles for racial equality and social justice in Britain? Things and times. Duped, doped, demoralized. Dizzied, dazed, traumatized. Blinded by resplendent light of love, dazzled by the firmament of freedom. Him couldn't detect deceit, all when it kick him in him teeth. Him couldn't cry corruption and believe in a man. Him never know about clique, him did humble, him did meek. Him never know intrigue, him never in a dat the league. Him never did understand that on the road to socialism, you could buck up nepotism, him wife dangerous, him brother treacherous, and him cousin very vicious. Duped, doped, demoralized, dizzied, dazed, traumatized. Now like a fragile fragment of light, trapped in the belly of the dark night, like a blind man stupefied and dazed, lost and alone in a mystical maze, for days upon days upon days upon days, watch him drifting across the ocean of life, without rudder nor anchor nor sail, for days upon days upon days upon days. Call him flotsam of the tides of the times, if you like, lost in the labyrinth of life, if you like. Duped, doped, demoralized, dizzied, dazed, paralyzed. Shipwreck against the sands of the tides of the times, meditating upon the bad old days. Face down upon the gleaming seashore, not so certain, not so sure like before. The salt of the sea upon the sun in him eye, and him would give it back if him could cry. The sound of the surge of the sea harmonize with the swaying bamboo trees. And them brains just a tick, all kind of thoughts knowing it, like them desperate days of defiance. When young rebels did a fight against oppression. When young rebels did a fling firebomb. When they march with them banners raised, chanting freedom, chanting justice, chanting blood and fire. When North Crucial Trail was ablaze, taking the struggle to a higher stage. Duped, doped, demoralized, dizzied, dazed, paralyzed. Now wash up, wet up, mash up, him raise up, catch up and sit up. With him hand pan him jaw and him head a hang down, I consider how young rebels get old. How some sell them soul, some get left out in the cold. Some get elevate, some get depreciate. Some turn middle class, some a gamble race horse. Some a try to live clean, some get vicious and mean. Some plague with doubt, some still a tough it out. One and two a fight the struggle in them head. Lead the leader lesson of them head. Win the revolution in them head. Yeah man, all a ton prime minister in them head. Duped, doped, demoralized, dizzied, dazed, traumatized. Now him wondering, pondering, considering, posing all kind of riddle to himself like, now that we come out of the one room them, and time and fortune been some of we friend, now that we got we council flat and with this and with that, we color TV and all the mad can. Now that we create some space, enough of we own a little place. Now that we got we MP and we black JP, black span the radio, black span TV, we sir and we lord and we MBE. I forgot we forgot, alright that. Do we need another Moses if we take we cross the sea? And say, go on, walk cross, on a free, as we enter the 21st century. Are we long past that the era, that the stage? And is each and every one who have to rise now to meet the dawning of a different age? Well, him was wondering, pondering, considering, when him hear a voice like the wind say, sure, adjust things and times, wonders and signs, but not get mystic, be realistic. And him hear a next voice, like the sea say, sometimes the pungent odor of decay signals a brand new life depend the way. Okay, I'm going to go to the 90s verse section now. I want to do an elegy I wrote for a sister poet who I had the honor of knowing, a woman from Germany called Mai Ayim, also known as Mai Opitz. Mai was born in Hamburg. Her mother was German, and her father was a medical student from Africa, from Ghana. Mai was brought up by foster parents. She didn't have a very happy childhood, but she tried to make something of her life. She got herself a university education and co-authored a book of essays called Showing Our Colors, about the experiences of mixed-race women like herself growing up in Germany. She also published a collection of poems called Blues in Black and White, and I think that book was published here in the United States of America as well. Mai settled in Berlin, where she became involved in the women's movement and the Afro-German movement based in that city. In 1996, she suffered a nervous breakdown, and whilst recovering, for some reason or the other, her doctors took her off her medication and informed her that she had multiple sclerosis. And she went to a high-rise building and jumped from the 13th floor and died. Reggae Thimai Ayim. It weird how life with death can conspire. For shatter the art's most fragile desire. How history and biography can plot against you. And them angst and them enemy gang up on you. Afro-German warrior woman from Hamburg via Bremen, then finally Berlin. It was in the dazzling atmosphere at the Black Radical Book Fair that me sight you, sweet sister, bright-eyed like hope, like a young antelope who could have cope. With the daily, the flowering of the spirit, with the everyday erosion of the soul. Two passing clouds, you and I, in the desert of the sky, exchanging vapor. But in the commerce of the heart, was it fear trade in regret, in love and laughter? Me never know, me couldn't tell, me should have said, say, through all the learning, the teaching, resisting and assisting, the loving, the giving, organizing and defying, that the Kaiser of darkness did capture your heart. That the last time me see you would be the last time me see you. That you was free, falling, screaming, 13 stanzas down, your final poem, in blood upon the ground. That so sudden, that so soon, you would have fly out upon a one-way ticket to Ghana. Go and catch up with your past amongst your ancestors. We give thanks for the life you share with we. We give thanks for the light you shine upon we. We give thanks for the love you show upon we. We give thanks for your memory. I'm just going to do another two poems. I believe that poetry is like medicine and should be taken in small doses. This is a poem about poets and poetry. And I wrote this poem because someone brought it to my attention that my name was mentioned in the Oxford Companion to 20th Century Poetry. And I checked it out, and lo and behold, there it was. And my name was mentioned in connection with so-called dub poetry. And there was a definition of dub poetry, and a part of the definition quoted another poet from another generation as describing dub poetry as, quote, overcompensation for deprivation, unquote. Well, since my name had been largely associated with dub poetry, I couldn't simply ignore it. So by way of riposte, I wrote this piece. And I make reference to Chief Buthelezi, who was the leader of the Inkatha movement in South Africa, who were collaborators with the apartheid regime there, and a thorn in the flesh of Nelson Mandela's ANC. Of course, Mandela, being the wise man that he is, gave him a job in the government and kept him quiet. I also make reference to Lance Percival. Lance Percival was a very popular English comic actor who made a name for himself also by doing parodies of well-known calypsos from Trinidad like Don't Stop the Carnival and Shame and Scandal. I begin with a quotation, a line from a poem by a popular Jamaican poet called Bongo Jerry, who was very much in the limelight during the late 60s. And in one of his poems called Mabrak, Bongo Jerry wrote, "Most of the straightening is in the tongue." So by way of riposte, this is my piece called If I Was a Top-Notch Poet. If I was a top-notch poet, like Chris Okigbo, Derek Walcott, or T.S. Eliot, I would write a poem so damn deep that it bittersweet, like a precious memory will make you weep, will make your feeling complete. Like when you love a leave, and do a defeat you concede, still you beg and you plead, till you win a reprieve, and you're ready for rock steady, but the music done already. Still, in the meantime, with me rhythm, with me rhyme, with me rough bass line, with me one sense of time, goon poet of a step in line. Kabuta lazy might have got couple thousand, but Mandela for him thousands of thousands of thousands of thousands. If I was a top-notch poet, like Kamau Brathwaite, Martin Carter, Jane Cortez, or Amiri Baraka, I would write a poem so rude and rootsy and subversive that it make the goon poet turn white with envy. Like a kandumble voodoo kumina chant, a old-time calypso or a slave song that get banned. But from granny right down to grand picnic, each and every one can recite that they want. Still, in the meantime, with me rhythm, with me rhyme, with me rough bass line, with me one sense of time, goon poet of a step in line. Kabuta lazy might have got couple thousand, but Mandela fame thousands of thousands of thousands. If I was a top-notch poet, like Chikaya Yotamsi, Nicholas Gulen, or Lorna Goodison, I would write a poem so beautiful that it's simple. Like a plain girl with good brains and nice ways, with a sexy disposition and plenty compassion, with a sweet smile and a subtle style. Still, me nah go bow and scrape and go on like a heap, peddling a puerile parchment of ethnicity, with ungla vague fleeting hint of authenticity. Like a black Lance Percival in reverse, or even worse, a babbling buffoon will lose him tongue. No, sir, not at all. Me got me rhythm, me got me rhyme, me got me rough bass line, me got me own sense of time. Goon poet of a step in line. Kabuta lazy might have got couple thousand, but Mandela fee him thousands of thousands of thousands of thousands. Incidentally, this book was first published in 2002 in Britain by Penguin in their Modern Classic series. And at the time, I was only the second living poet to have been published in that list. Then the other guy, Czesław Miłosz from Poland, died, and I became the only living poet in that list. I became a little bit worried. And it's a little bit concerning to belong to a dead poet's society. Anyway, I'm going to do one more, and this is a poem about language. Now, sometime during the 80s, and in particular, after the collapse of the old world order, that is after the end of the Cold War, there were a number of acts of barbarism in the Middle East, in Eastern Europe, and in Eastern Africa. And a new term came into currency through the media to describe these new acts of barbarism. And the term they came up with was the term ethnic cleansing. Now, I find this term to be profoundly disturbing. Because to my simple way of thinking, for one to talk about ethnic cleansing presupposes the notion of ethnic pollution and ethnic purity. Of course, that is no way to have a discourse about humanity. That kind of thinking and that kind of use of language can take us down the road that led to the Holocaust. excuse me, I think we need to be very careful about how we use language, because we not only apprehend reality or negotiate reality through language, more importantly, we define our humanity through language. And for me, the term ethnic cleansing represents the dehumanization of language and the language of dehumanization. So I wrote a poem about it, and I called it New Word Order. The killers of Kigali must be sanitary workers. The butchers of Butari must be sanitary workers. The savages of Chatila must be sanitary workers. The beasts of Bosnia must be sanitary workers. In the new word order. Like a dirty old bandage upon the festering face of humanity, the old order unravel and reveal. Old scar just a broke out in a new sore. Primeval wound that time won't heal. And in the ancient currency of blood, tribal tyrants a second world score. The killers of Kigali must be sanitary workers. The butchers of Butari must be sanitary workers. The savages of Chatila must be sanitary workers. The beasts of Bosnia must be sanitary workers. In the new word order. And is the same old Cain and Abel syndrome far more ancient than the fall of Rome? But in the new world order of atrocity is a brand new language of barbarity. Mass murder normalize, pogrom rationalize, genocide sanitize, and the ancient clan sin, now named ethnic cleansing. And so the killers of Kigali must be sanitary workers. The butchers of Butari must be sanitary workers. The savages of Chatila must be sanitary workers. The beasts of Bosnia must be sanitary workers. Pram, pram, in the new word order. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thank you so much for taking the time and making the effort to come and hear me. Thank you. There's a few copies of the book available. If anybody buys one, I'm quite happy to sign it for them. Thank you once again. Take care.
One more time, let's hear it for LKJ. Incredible, huh? In our lifetime.
Reggae Makosa with Makeda Dread.
Yes, big up massive. Another legend here on Reggae Makosa, LKJ, Linton Kwesi Johnson. Back in the day, his songs would get us through all the trials and tribulations of being in Babylon. So pick up anything by LKJ. If we're blessed, we will have LKJ return to America with Tribute to the Legends. And he needs to be on there because he is a legend. But this time, bring the Dennis Blackbeard Bovell Dub Band. Pick up any CD or any LP that is produced by Dennis Bovell, and anything like Making History by LKJ. He's incredible. Words of wisdom, words of strength, revolutionary dub poet, LKJ, a living legend. Every time I say that, it gives me chills. I did the same for Mikey Dread. And that's, we gotta big up all our legends and really, you know, teach the youth about the legends of reggae music back in the day, today, and forever. This is Makeda Dread for Reggae Makosa, sending you all the love that you can handle. Jah Rastafari, ever living, ever faithful, and ever sure. Jah lives. I love you, Mother Booker.
Yes, my lion. Na show the eye. Show. This program is wild. Reggae Makosa, man. You never take it in yet. Na show the eye, man. If you listen, tune in to the station, Rasta.